Tachat Haravim Parak Yud Mishnah Vav Lo Yamad Adam Bereshis HaYachid VeYishteh Bereshis HaRab. Bereshis HaRab and VeYishteh Bereshis HaYachid. A person may not stand in a Bereshis HaYachid and stick his head out into Bereshis HaRab and drink water in the Bereshis HaRab, as we're afraid that you'll forget it Shabbat and bring the cup with the water into the Bereshis HaYachid, and you'd be transferring an object from a Bereshis HaRab into a Bereshis HaYachid. And so too, a person may not stand in the Bereshis HaRab and stick his head into the Bereshis HaYachid and drink water in the Bereshis HaYachid. Again, we're afraid that he might bring the cup out to Bereshis HaRab. And the Mephorshim say, we're referring to a case where you're drinking from a cup that you need. So since you need that cup, we're afraid you might bring the cup from one Bereshis to another Bereshis, and you'd be chayav b'chatas. However, if you're drinking from a cup that you do not need, in such a case, it would be mutter to stick your head into a different Bereshis and drink from the cup. Elam Kane Hichnis Rosho Barubo Lamakom Shahu Shosu. It would only be mutter to do so if you stick your head and most of your body to the Rishus that you're drinking from. If you're standing in a Rishus HaYachid and you stick your head and most of your body into the Rishus HaRabim, in such a case you would be allowed to drink the water in the Rishus HaRabim. And since your head and most of your body is in the Rishus HaRabim, we would no longer be concerned that you'll bring the cup from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid. The Chaim Begat, this would apply also to a wine press. Now this is not referring to Shabbat, instead it's referring to Maestros. As Allah is, you're allowed to eat produce and Achilas Arai, a temporary type of Achilas, before the Maestros were taken from it, if the Malacha of the produce was not yet completed. So therefore, if you have wine that did not yet run from the upper pit to the lower pit, so the Malacha was not yet completed from the wine, so you're allowed to drink the wine before the Maestros were taken from it, and Achilas Arai. Now, if you drink the wine while you're on the wine press, that's considered an achilas arai. However, if you drink the wine away from the wine press, it's no longer considered an achilas arai. Instead, it's considered an achilas kva, a permanent type of achila, which is forbidden without first taking off maestros. So therefore, somebody who is standing outside the gas and sticks his head onto the gas, it would be forbidden for him to drink the wine. And since only his head is on the gas, we're afraid that he might move the cup away from the gas and drink the wine outside of the gas, which is forbidden without first taking off maestros. However, if he sticks his head and most of his body onto the gas, in such a case he would be allowed to drink the wine before the maestros were taken from it, and we would not be afraid that he will end up moving the cup away from the gas and to drink the wine outside of the gas. A person can catch water from a gutter underneath 10 tefachim. A person who is standing in the Rishus HaRab, and there's a gutter running alongside the roof of the house, a person can catch water that is running from the gutter and drink the water in the Rishus HaRab. Now the gutter has a din of Rishus HaYachid, and the gutter runs alongside the roof. And since the roof has a din of Rishus HaYachid, the gutter, which is within 3 tefachim of the roof, also has a din of Rishus HaYachid. So a person may not put his cup right up next to the gutter to catch the water, since he is standing in Rishus HaRab, and that would be tantamount to transfer the water from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRab. However, once the water falls away from the gutter, you could catch the water in the Rishus HaRab and drink it, and since the water has already dripped from the gutter, so it's not the same, it transferred from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRab. U'minatzinor mikol makom shosu. And from a drainage pipe, you could drink from any place. Meaning to say, a drainage pipe that's sticking out from the roof, and it's more than 3 tefachim away from the roof. Since the pipe is more than 3 tefachim away from the roof, the pipe would not have a din of a Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, you'd be allowed to stick your cup right up next to the drainage pipe to catch the water from the drainage pipe. And since the pipe is not a Rishus HaYachid, even though you're standing in a Rishus HaRabim, you can put your cup next to the drainage pipe to catch the water. As long as the pipe is not 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And if the pipe was 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then the pipe would have a din of a karmelis, and you're not allowed to transfer from a karmelis to a Rishus HaRab. So in that case, you would not be allowed to put your cup next to the pipe. You'd have to catch the water after it fell already from the pipe. Now, if the drainage pipe is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, even if it's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it would be forbidden to put your cup right up next to the drainage pipe. The reason is because if the pipe is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, had the pipe been 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it would have a din of a Rishus HaYachid. If you put your cup up next to the drainage pipe, you'd be transferring the water from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRab. Now, even though in this case the pipe is less than four tefachim by four tefachim, but the Rabbanan are geizer, they decree that even when it's less than four tefachim by four tefachim, if it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, you cannot put your cup next to the drainage pipe, as we're afraid that maybe even when the pipe is more than four by four tefachim, you'll still put your cup next to the pipe and transfer the water to the Rishus HaRabim, which is forbidden min haTorah. So therefore, that which the Mishnah said they can catch water from a matchila, from a gutter, underneath 10 tefachim, is lav daka. Not only if it's underneath 10 tefachim can you catch the water, even if it's above 10 tefachim, you can catch the water from the gutter. And since you're catching the water after it already dripped away from the gutter, there is no iser, no matter where you catch the water, even if it's above 10 tefachim. However, the Mishnah mentions underneath 10 tefachim because of the next case, because of the case of the drainage pipe that sticks out from the roof, and you're putting your cup right up next to the drainage pipe. That is only mutter if it's underneath 10 tefachim, as we just mentioned, because if the drainage pipe is above 10 tefachim, you cannot put your cup next to the drainage pipe, as we're afraid that maybe you'll do so even when the pipe is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and it would have a din of Rishus HaYachid in such a case, and you'd be transferring the water from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. So you can only put your cup up next to the drainage pipe if it's underneath 10 tefachim from the ground, because in that case, even if it was 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it would only be a karmelit, as the transfer from a karmelit to a Rishus HaRabim is only Asur Midrabbanan. So since it's only Asur Midrabbanan, we would not make a gzera that you can't put your cup next to the drainage pipe, even when it's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, because we don't make a gzera on something that's Midrabbanan. So therefore, if the drainage pipe sticks out to less than 10 tefachim above the ground, in such a case, if the pipe is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, you're allowed to put your cup right up next to the drainage pipe to catch water from the drainage pipe, even though you're standing in a Rishus HaRabim. Second Arab Empire, Yud, Mishnah Zion, 4, Rishus HaRabim, V'chuyasa, Kaboa Asar Tefachim, Chalon Sha'agabav, Mimalan Emenu B'Shabim. If there is a well in a Rishus HaRabim, with an embankment around the well, that's at least 10 tefachim high. If there's a house near the well, you can draw water through the window of the house from the pail and bring it into the house on Shabbos. And it would not be the same as transferring something from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid, as even though the well is in a Rishus HaRabim. However, the well itself has a din of a Rishus HaYachid, since it has an embankment around it, that's 10 tefachim high. And even though the well is more than 4 amos away from the house, so you're transferring the water 4 amos in a Rishus HaRabim, it's still mutter. As an area above 10 tefachim from the ground of the Rishus HaRabim is not regarded as a Rishus HaRabim. Instead, it is regarded as a Makom Ptur, a place that is exempt. And you're allowed to transfer something from a Makom Ptur into a Rishus HaYachid or into a Rishus HaRabim. And since the embankment around the well is 10 tefachim high, when you transfer the water from the well through the window of the house, the pail at all times will be more than 10 tefachim above the ground. So therefore, even though you're transferring the water 4 amos in a Rishus HaRabim, it would be mutter, since the pail at all times is more than 10 tefachim above the ground. Ashba b'Rishus HaRabim, Gavoa Asar Tefachim, Chalon Sha'agabav Shoifen L'Toicha Mayim B'Shabim. If there is a garbage heap in a Rishus HaRabim, and the garbage heap is at least 10 tefachim high, it's also 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, a window that's next to it, you can pour water through that window into the garbage heap on Shabbos. As even though the garbage heap is in a Rishus HaRabim, and you're pouring water from a Rishus HaYachid into the garbage heap. However, the garbage heap itself has a din of a Rishus HaYachid, since it's 10 tefachim high and at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. So when you pour water from the window into the garbage heap, you transfer the water from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, which is mutter. However, the Mefarshim say it's only mutter if the garbage heap is a public garbage heap. In such a case, we need not be concerned that the garbage heap will be cleared and you'll continue pouring water out of your window, and in that case, you'll be pouring water from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. However, if the garbage heap is individually owned, in such a case, you're not allowed to pour water from the window into the garbage heap, as we're concerned that maybe the individual who owns the garbage heap will clear away the garbage heap, and you'll continue pouring water from your house on Shabbos, which would be forbidden.